Welcome back to Flip Flicks. I'm Tim.
I'm Adam.
I'm Sam.
And you were right, Sam.
About what?
We were discussing whether or not Tim was going to do a goofy intro for this one.
Nope. Just went straight in.
Fuck it.
I was like, this is like one of the ones that's easier to do. So I was like, oh, maybe he'll do it. And you're like, nah. He's going to just be like,
welcome to
Flip Flicks.
The best thing you could do is like play
who
the
you gonna call?
Theme song, right?
Yeah, exactly. Call,
you know, something like that. But like, yeah. So, you know, cat's out of the bag. Ghostbusters.
What? We said that last week and here it is again.
Yeah, I know. But here it is again.
Yeah, but if they didn't listen to last week's.
In case people forgot or didn't read the title or whatever, you know.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
It autoplayed on. They don't know where they are.
Or who we are.
Or who we are. Or what we're doing here.
I'm still wondering that.
4 years later.
No, I mean on Earth.
Oh, okay, my bad.
On this rock floating in space.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That sounds philosophical.
It was, right?
Good question, really.
And paranormal.
Not relevant to this one. Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Or Sigourney Weaver.
Synopsis.
True.
So it is part of our Sigourney Weaver, Sigathalon. I don't know. I was trying to use her last name or something.
Weavathalon?
Sigathalon. I don't know. Sithathalon. Savage Sigourney. You know, springtime with Sigourney. Whatever we call it, that's what we're doing.
Springtime with Sigourney.
And she is and isn't like a main character in this movie. So like,
yeah,
it fits pretty. I think she's well known for this movie too, though. I mean, obviously it's Sigourney. But anyway, the synopsis for the 1984... hour and 45 minute Ghostbusters movie. Three parapsychologists forced out of their university funding setup shop as a, that's a terrible sentence, as a unique ghost removal service in New York City, attracting frightened yet skeptical customers. All right, that whole sentence is terrible.
Rewrite
that's one
it.
Sentence. It needs some commas in there. But anyway, I think everybody knows what Ghostbusters is about.
Dustbuster?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dustbusters. Roomba Buster.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, aside from the the synopsis, I don't think you need a synopsis for this movie. It's that well known. It's one of those movies.
It's a movie I don't think I've ever started and watched start to finish.
It's so easy to just like catch part of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It used to be you like on all the time, so you would just like
exactly
see part of it, you know? Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen the first scene until now.
Really?
It's funny you say that because it's like I was like I had it on when I was working on the house and I kept stopping myself to watch it because I was like, I don't remember this. And
that, like, what,
the
what
first
is
scene
this?
I literally turned it on and I turned and I heard him talking. I was like, did I turn on the right movie?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm
right?
Like, oh, I guess this is part of it.
Dude, I remember the dogs the most.
Yes, the dogs.
In the Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
But like Marshmallow that's the Man, if you think about it as a child, those would stand out.
Yeah.
Right.
I also thought Winston was in it way more than he was.
Yeah, he's like barely in it at all.
Yeah, he's not in a lot.
And that's a whole thing, apparently. He signed on and he was supposed to be backstory. Sam and I directly after watching this watched Movies That Made Us. That's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah, Winston was supposed to show up at minute 20, or like minute 23, and he didn't show up till like minute 60. Mm-hmm. Like they did so many rewrites on it.
Well, and he's kind of like a throwaway character because he shows up for the job opening and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
So you expect to see him more, but then he's really just kind of like at the firehouse. And I feel like I haven't seen this movie a lot either. I just remember like the green blob and then the marshmallow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember really any of the firehouse scenes or like anything like that. So I was like, oh, there's like a whole actual plot to this.
I know.
It's not just like monsters being, I don't know. I guess when you catch it on TV, you just catch it at the right point.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and then I always mix it up with the second one where it's like dealing with a painting.
I've never seen it.
Oh yeah. There's a painting.
Like a creepy painting.
Yeah. Like blood or something runs out of it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's weird.
See, I thought the whole Winston thing with him showing up for a job, it was just, he literally just got the job by being there. And I was like,
exactly.
I feel like with their popularity, they would have had tons of people trying to apply.
Right. And also, you find out he's a doctor too.
Right.
Like he has a doctorate just like them. And it's like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah. But well, that's funny.
I also,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go.
You first.
Sam's going first. She said it first.
I was going to say that I find it funny that these people with like doctorates and like scientists basically, right? Like the way they approach it in the beginning is so funny. Like they go to the hotel and they're like, anybody seen a ghost? Like, yeah, that's a sound strategy. Like they're completely incompetent a lot of the time. And it's, I don't know, it's just funny to me.
Hey, that's just how 30-year-olds work, man.
That's true.
I also think it's just part of their like whole reason that they exist is like they're just these guys that are like, yeah, ghosts are real and we're just trying to catch them.
Yeah.
Well,
so they make all of their shit around, you know. And it's like to them it's normal, but then they come out into the world and they talk like it's normal and people are like, "What are you smoking something? Like what's going on?" Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis's character, those two were definitely like super into the ghosts. Then Bill Murray's just on for along
Bill
for the
Murray
ride.
Was there for the women and the money.
Yeah. He cared
and
about
like,
nothing
but he
else.
Was still committed to it, especially when it was real. So it was
I
like,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, their equipment works. So, like, they're not that incompetent. Like, it's just, it's funny. It's a weird balance to strike.
Also, it's crazy. Yeah. Everything worked on the first try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, except for their aiming.
Charlie were to make something like, you know, like, Charlie's weird, but every once in a while he does these things that just completely surprise you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, that's kind of how they are, I think.
Yeah, like eating cat
a bunch
food.
Of Charlies running around, but then they have one thing they're really good at, and they are good at it.
Yeah, they found it.
Like, I mean, he even thinks of the marshmallow guide. It's like, don't think of anything. It has been picked. And he's like, uh-oh.
I couldn't help it.
Couldn't help it.
But also, like, I get the logic. It's like, how bad could it be? It's a marshmallow man.
Dude, Dan Aykroyd. So this movie came from it's his child. Like,
yeah.
When I say that, I mean it. Like his family. He comes from a family of people of mediums.
Okay.
So like his whole family has believed in ghosts and like tried to like has just done ghost shit his whole life. So like he's like, I finally want to do a movie about my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or not my life, but like.
Right, like a reminiscent sort of like, idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. Like would not have known that until I watched this little doc show.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shit we learned. Like the president of Columbia Pictures, he had done a couple movies with Ivan Reitman. I don't know how to say his last name. The director of this film, he did like Stripes with him. And then like so Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray, all of these guys knew each other. They're like, oh, yeah, the CEO dude's like, this is a surefire hit. This is going to fucking do amazing. And then Coca-Cola at the time was in the process of buying it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, this movie's going to blow. CEO, mister, you're gone. They fired that guy. But in their contract, they had already signed everything and made it like so secure for them that it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The only issue was... they couldn't get the name Ghostbusters because a TV show had it at Universal Studios. And lo and behold, guess where the CEO that was just fired got hired as? Universal. And he's like, here you guys go. And he worked out a deal to get them the name. And it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a life.
I know. And to think Coca-Cola thought this would fail.
And to think Coca-Cola was even involved in the movies. I mean, they still are with like their product placement, but like, somebody at Coke was like, fuck it, we're going to buy a movie studio. Like, what?
That's wild.
Yeah, they're sitting around a table. How about we buy a movie studio? How about we get into the movie industry?
Right.
Okay.
We have dominated the soda industry.
Brilliant. And then they're done.
It's crazy.
Somebody get that going for us.
Yeah, I know.
Oh man. But
originally Eddie Murphy and John Belushi were supposed to be in it instead of Harold and Bill.
Okay.
But Belushi had passed before this film, so he was gone. Eddie Murphy's character kind of just vanished, it felt like.
That's what I was gonna say. I think he was meant to be one of the original.
He was supposed to be Bill.
And since Bill came in, there was like no character for him.
And apparently Dan Aykroyd calls Bill Murray and he's like, hey, Bill, we've got this Ghostbusters movie. Will you be in it? And he's like, yeah, sure. But he never like signed anything. And then you remember back in the 80s where, you know, we weren't alive. I mean, Tim was for a short period of time, but
there you go.
He doesn't remember any of it. No. It was easier to disappear.
Yeah.
He just vanished.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, Bill, shooting date's this day. He doesn't say anything to anybody. And then he just shows up first day of set on time, ready to go. But like, he wasn't there for any of like the prep work. He just showed up.
That kind of makes sense with his character's demeanor too, though.
I know.
Yeah. It kind of just fits.
I know. They're like, yeah, Dan promises us he'll be here. He'll be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think they said like a lot of Bill Murray's lines are improvised, which is what you're kind of getting at, Tim, yeah. Right? Is like his character is just very different.
Just kind of like, yeah.
Just everybody else is super
intense into it. And he's just kind of like, I'm here.
Yeah. You know? I'll say whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really care. I'm just here for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Make a fun movie.
And I think they said specifically one of the improvised lines is when he's like busting through at the city hall and he's like, we came, we saw, we kicked some ass or something like that. There were apparently like multiple versions that he always came through and said.
They just had him keep doing different scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
I really enjoy I can't remember his name, but he's one of the dogs. I don't know if he was the gatekeeper or whatever, or the
keymaster. The keymaster. She was Sigourney's
she was the gatekeeper, right? Yeah.
You're talking about Rick Moranis.
Yeah, Rick Moranis. He's fucking hilarious.
He's amazing. Yeah.
I love him at everything, and I totally forgot he was in this film. And then, like, he's just so good. I don't know. He's fucking great.
Yeah. There were a few scenes where he had me rolling. Like, the first one is when he has the party, and he, like, throws the coats in the room, and the dog's in there, and he, like, doesn't even notice. He's just, like, acting fine about it, like, whatever. Yeah. He's like, aw, who brought their dog? And it's, like, not even close to a normal-looking dog. And then the other one is when he first gets possessed and he starts talking to the horse. I was like, oh, my God. Too good.
I liked how he was, like, slamming against the window, and all of the fine dining folk are just like staring at him, not caring at all. Like,
right.
He just seems like a crazy man in New York.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
And then he gets absorbed, or he absorbs the dog.
Yeah.
Which apparently Sigourney helped with some of that by getting on all fours during her casting, like when they were like trying out for the role.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, well, what if the dogs do this in this part? And like got on all fours and like howled and shit. She committed, man.
Yeah.
I mean, she just seems the type, though. She's all in, right?
Yeah.
Everything she does, she's like 100% into it, it seems.
They were shocked that she was like even interested.
Yeah.
Because at that time, she was like rolling.
I feel like she's just very open-minded about things, though. And she's also very smart about what she thinks is going to work. It just seems to work for her. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't like, I mean, Heartbreakers isn't like probably the poster child, neither is the TV set, but those are like smaller films. Like her blockbusters, right. I'm not seeing those bust.
Yeah. No, they're huge. Yeah.
Well, and what's weird about her character in this movie is that like she's not really a main, but like she's really the only like woman besides the secretary, which is also hilarious whenever she's answering the phone. Like her dry humor is great. I mean, Sigourney is like basically like the main.
She feels like a main character.
Yeah.
She is supposed to, I think, be a side character, but like she's integral to the plot, right?
Exactly.
And the main pull is that Bill Murray wants to, you know, date her. Like it's like, okay.
She's got main character energy.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what it is. She just steals the scene, right?
The scene where she's like possessed as the gatekeeper and Bill Murray like comes over as a date. Hey, yeah, so she's possessed.
Yeah.
Like, he handled that pretty well.
Yeah. I just think he's like too carefree. Like, his character is just like, all right. Yeah.
This is happening now.
Yeah. Guess this is real.
He's in the new one, by the way.
Is he really?
I think Sigourney might be too.
Well, okay, so wasn't there like the all-female one, and then they just did another new one?
Okay, so there's the all-female one, and then that one kind of got written out of the story completely. And then they basically they consider four to be canon. So there's Afterlife, which came out a couple years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one is Frozen Empire. And that just came out. Oh, right.
That just came. I remember seeing that in the theaters. Yeah. Okay. That looks great.
Yes. And it looks like, I believe both Bill and Sigourney are in it.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And now here's the cool part. The writer is the son of the director from the originals. So
keeping it in the family.
Yeah. I actually heard that the first one isn't, like, the third one isn't bad, Afterlife. It's just it didn't.
What the, is that the all-girl one?
No.
Okay, so there's number two, which is the painting one. And that was, like, in the 80s, 90s? Like,
that's
that
late was 80s, like, late 80s.
Okay, so that was, like, yeah. right after this one came out. And then there was the all-girl ones, which was, like, it was a while for that, right?
That was, like, 2010. Like,
yeah.
I was going to say, it just recently came out, yeah.
Yeah,
that's 2010-ish. What it felt like, yeah. But 2010? That
one's really?
It's
I thought
older.
It was like 2020.
No.
Damn. Anyway, go on, Sam.
So that one's like, did they just I never saw it. Did they just like redo the first one just with all?
Oh, it's 2016.
Girls.
So the all-girl one, they basically tried to reboot the whole series.
Okay, so they tried to take it in a new direction.
And it did not do well. So they're like, we're going to abort that. We're going to just cut that out and continue on with the original.
People. And Afterlife was pretty recent, right?
21.
Like, okay, so just a few years ago. So that
I didn't even know there was another one. Oh, well, yeah, okay, Paul Rudd's the main dude. That's right. I knew there was one after. I keep saying the all-girl one because I don't know what it's called.
Ghostbusters.
But, yeah, like it's just.
Yeah, it's just literally Ghostbusters again.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay. So I need to see the Paul Rudd one. I haven't seen the second one forever either. And then I really want to see the Frozen
Empire.
Empire.
Like, I can't remember which of the new ones that I saw a preview for. I don't know if it was Frozen Empire or Afterlife, but I remember seeing one of the previews and I was like, oh, wait, that actually looks really good. Like, I'm excited they're kind of continuing the franchise. And then apparently it wasn't good enough for me to watch it, but
I forgot about it.
I remember that they made it. And then I was shooketh that there was another one after that because I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. So the budget for the last Afterlife. Mm-hmm. Was $75 million and it made $204 million.
Damn. Okay.
So it's not like it did poorly. And then Frozen Empire, which just came out, was $100 million and it's already made $108 million. And it came out 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us timing our Ghostbusters episode.
I know.
Yeah, look at that.
Who knew?
But I like that Ivan Reitman's son Jason is like involved in these movies. Like,
yeah.
Like, he would have been, like, when they were making this, he would have been, like, a teenager.
Right. Like,
he was alive.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But, yeah, they're, like, they brought back the other Ghostbusters, like, the originals that are still around. Like, Ernie Hudson, who plays Winston, first off, is 78 and looks jacked as shit. Like, he looks he looks good for his age, man. Like,
he's
dude kept in shape.
Nice.
I saw a picture. I'm like, the fuck? He's 78.
This
no
is
way.
Afterlife?
No, this is like Frozen Empire. So like, like, it's confusing. There's too many of them.
Yeah.
There's too many and we haven't seen.
There's too many in rapid succession.
Yeah. It was 2016, 21, 24.
It's the 21, 24 that gets me.
Yeah.
I don't feel, you know, that whole period's just a blur. So like, I don't recognize them as separate years.
So, okay. I'm going to get back to this original one.
Do it.
So there's a line about the don't cross the streams. Yeah. And when asked why, it'd be bad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like since they didn't have a good reason, they're just like, it'll be fun if we just leave it open-ended. It'd be bad.
It works, though, because like in there, like if you take their perspective on it, it's like, that's all they need to hear. Right.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, so something catastrophic could happen. Got it.
Yeah.
That's all they need to know. You know, like they just understand each other at that level. That's how I take that. Like, it's just perfect. It's just so good.
Yeah.
So a lot of the scenes where they had extras, they got extras from New York, and you have Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd coming off of SNL a few years later. They're back in their home city. People were so excited to see them. Yeah. Like all the extras, they were like, just, it was apparently crazy.
What a time to be alive.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still go look at the buildings.
For a bit.
Well, you'd have to go to New York first.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I haven't done, so.
Ain't gonna do
Somebody else can prove it on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what always, I will say, one of the things that throws me off or threw me off this watch is that, like, when, what is it, Zool finally comes, the woman that plays her could look like Sigourney Weaver, but then also doesn't at the same time. Like, you know, did you guys feel the same way? Yeah. Where it's like you kind of think it's Sigourney, but then you're like, wait, no, that's definitely like a different person. But then you're like, I don't know. Maybe they could have given her some intense makeup. I don't know. I was like wrestling with myself internally. Like, is that her? Is that not her? What's going on?
Didn't they say they originally cast Pee Wee Herman?
Maybe.
Oh, that would have been an awful.
Would have been weird, right?
Like, very weird.
His voice and stuff would not have worked.
Well, I mean, that's not his real voice.
Yeah, but he would have done it.
Yeah.
He would have done the Pee-wee Herman voice.
Probably.
Was this before or after Pee-wee?
I have to assume it's after. I don't know, though.
It was before it.
Oh, weird.
So.
Interesting.
Oh, so the first ghost that they catch, the slime one, Timmy, I think you'll find this funny. Do you think it looks like John Belushi?
No.
Okay. So the dude that was modeling it apparently got called in the last minute. Like, hey, I know we're showing this first ghost off to like the executives and like Dan and Harold and Bill. Can you make it look like Belushi? Because, you know, like it's kind of like
callback.
Nod. It's a nod to him since he had passed and they wanted him in the film. Can you make it look like him? And he's like, how the hell? I just finished the model. How am I supposed to make this look like Belushi? So he's like, I did my best, guys. Hopefully it looks, I think it looks just like Belushi. He didn't change a thing.
He didn't change anything. Yeah.
They saw, they're like, oh my God, that looks just like him.
Like what?
I love that so much.
They're like, good enough.
Yeah.
I think the funniest part about that ghost is that he has a butt.
Yes.
Little butt flying around.
Yeah, he has his butt.
And then all the interactions with Bill Murray and them in the hallway where they're just like, oh my God.
See, that's the scene I remember most.
Yeah. It's a classic.
Yes. Yeah, the whole hallway scene and stuff. Yeah.
Also, I love how they're trying to set a price on the fly. Like, they're not businessmen. They didn't think, like, how much money do we charge for this?
Yeah.
After we destroyed your very, very nice hotel.
Also, they didn't give him a quote before they got here, so the guy's like, I'm not gonna pay it, and they're like, fine, we'll just release it. Oh my gosh, terrible.
And then you got the EPA dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what the fuck?
See, I didn't remember him either.
Yeah, like, no, there's no memory of
forgettable.
Him.
Forgettable.
No,
and he's the one who caused everything.
I know,
essentially. Yeah,
crazy,
minus the fact it sounded like they were getting a little full up.
Yeah.
On ghosts.
Yeah, they definitely were getting cool.
They were like, we're going to be doomed here in a minute, but like you just accelerated that plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's funny.
I will say, I believe I heard the premise of Afterlife in Frozen Empire begins with the Ghostbusters being kind of like an urban legend. Because like there was like no cameras really at that time to prove ghosts existed.
Right. So, yeah.
They just seem like
these people probably consider them like phony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like, were they real? And then, like, that's kind of like what set the setup for Afterlife.
It seems pretty good.
For Afterlife or Frozen Empire?
Afterlife. So, the first in the new one.
I follow now. I looked it up.
Yeah. It's confusing. That's all I got based off of the trailers.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I can watch a film with Paul Rudd in it.
Mm, yeah, he's pretty good.
Well, yeah, I like Paul Rudd.
And it's got Finn Wolfhard, if you enjoy him from Stranger Things. Or what's the movie? Come on, Sam, you picked it.
I don't know.
The Goldfinch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I was like, I don't
come
know.
Come on. Come on. Bring you back to 2020.
I don't usually pick movies with him. Yeah. Because you were like, man. What if you like Finn Wolfhard? And I'm like, I actually do not enjoy that person, which is probably why I didn't see those movies.
But yeah. So this film.
Yeah.
Tim, are you flipping it on?
I am absolutely flipping it on.
Cutting to the chase.
I'm just like, you know what? Yeah. We're done here.
It was far more entertaining than I remembered it. Like it is I think it's a very good film. I don't know. It's just, it fits really well. I think the cast worked really well. Bill Murray's fucking hilarious. Like, I don't know. It just, it's a classic, like, really well done comedy in a dip, like, in a almost a childish setting, but like, yeah, adults can enjoy it. And it's like hard to come by anymore. And it's, I think it's a great film. So it's going to go right underneath Aliens for me at number two. So it's going to bump Copycat and everything else down.
Okay. Nice. Sam?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's just because, like, they're kind of close to our age and why it's, like, funnier now, but I don't know. Maybe? Something about it.
That could be. That could be. That could be.
Life experience with stuff.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I agree with you, Tim. Like, I felt like it was better on this watch. And also because, like, I'm not watching it segmented on TV probably helps, too. Like, I've seen the whole thing start to finish. I don't know. I found them really funny and relatable, and like they're just setting up their business and they're like, shit, now we gotta figure this out. But yeah, it was good. So I would flip it on. Also, I mean, it's a classic Halloween movie, you know? All that's right. Probably why I've seen it so many times. Yeah. Or at least parts of it. It's like it's always on
yeah
for Halloween, and it still deserves to be on for Halloween. So I actually have it at number one. I think Aliens is the better movie. Like, this one clearly has like a little bit of like wear and tear, but I think that's fine for a comedy. But I think I would watch Ghostbusters more, so that's why it's at one. Adam?
So, first time watching it through.
Yeah, what did you think?
I didn't realize it had a good plot.
Yeah, like,
let me start there. I didn't realize plot. There was an I didn't know there was a plot, period. Like,
beyond
I just,
the ghosts.
Yeah, it just, I thought it was gonna be like this is a movie with some jokes in it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was actually a story. I liked the story. Everybody did really well in it. I liked how that guy was, Harold Ramis' character, was like, what are you into? And he's like, fungus and collecting microbes and fungi. Yeah. I'm like, nice.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Like, it's so off the wall. But in like the whole part where she opens the refrigerator and is a gateway to a different dimension.
Yeah.
Like, it's just wild. Definitely. Like, to think this film was 1984 is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
As far as placing it, this one's tough for me because, like, I would probably watch it more than Aliens just simply because, I don't know, it's just a movie that's easier to digest. Basically, like, Aliens is harder to, not that it's harder to digest, but, like,
it's
Ghostbusters.
Not your speed, it's just, yeah.
It's easier, you know, I could flip Ghostbusters on and be like, that's funny, and then walk around the house and do some chores.
Yeah.
Right.
Aliens, I need to be glued to the seat.
Yeah, I can see that. Because I was about to say, like, entertainment level wise, they're pretty similar.
Well, yeah, because Bill Paxton's character in Aliens is fucking
hilarious.
Over,
man.
Yeah.
Right? Like, but yeah, it's. I see what you mean. Like, the one you could sit down, but the other one you could, like, listen to and it'd still be just as good almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, yeah.
It's like you a just podcast. Hear
that. Exactly.
Like, all right.
You're just vibing throughout your house.
Yep.
But I think I'm going to have to put Aliens in front of it.
Wow.
Yep, had to.
Yeah. That's fair. Also, like, I mean, Sigourney as Ripley is just too strong of a role.
It is.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason.
It is hard to dethrone that role.
It is. And it's going to be Tim's season all over again where he, like, watched a movie at the very beginning and it stayed at the top the whole time.
Yeah, I don't think that one's moving.
Who knows?
There's
still time. There's four films left.
There's a potential for it to get bumped, actually.
Yeah, I know which one he's talking about.
Yeah,
it's definitely the one that you and Sam matched on, not the one that's from your childhood. But this film the critics gave this film a 95%.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
The audience an 88%. That's lower.
Yeah.
And then IMDb, 7.8 out of 10, which is really strong for a comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything above 7 is solid. Anything 7.5 is really, really, really good.
Yeah.
And then 8's in like the crazy realm.
Crazy good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Sam is still not going to go again.
No!
Tim's going to swoop in and take his last two films probably before Sam gets to go.
Right? That's what happened last time, I think.
Yeah.
It was
that being said, Are you both ready to head back to space? That gives you no hint for which one Tim's film it is, because both his remaining films
are in space.
Now, this film includes aliens.
Okay.
Also not helpful.
Not helpful.
Not helpful again.
Yeah.
I was trying to think Sigourney Weaver's in it. No, we're seeing Alien 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to find another joke, and I was like, I got nothing.
I'm out.
I haven't seen Galaxy Quest in so long.
Mm. Yeah.
Since we already said that Tim had that on the list, I don't mind saying it.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I really love Sam's Last too. Just the names alone.
I'm just going to get some variety up in there.
I know.
If Tim swoops in really quickly and spins, and then we're in space, then we can ricochet out of space.
Yeah. Into other,
Do some weird shit, man.
Yeah.
Slingshot back down.
Yeah. I mean, I know we talked about this last episode, but like, do we think that we're going to have a lot of flip-offs?
No.
Because I was like, I feel like this is like the most heavy flip-on season, and it's bizarre.
That's because Sigourney doesn't do bad film.
Apparently.
Like Nick Cage, I find Nick Cage fascinating,
mm-hmm.
and he grew on me a ton last year.
Yeah.
But he signed up for some bad movies.
Or did we just not pick her bad movies? Something about the log lines didn't speak to us.
Could be.
Could be, because we judged book by covers.
Exactly.
Last season. Last time.
Well, so. I judge covers by book.
So. You're like, you know what? That cover made no sense for that book.
Yeah. What the hell?
So let's head to space.
All right, we're going to go back to Ripley.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you would like to follow along as we watch, you can find us on Instagram or Threads. We are at FlipperFlix. We also have a website, FlipperFlix.com, and a Gmail, FlipperFlix@gmail.com. Send in recommendations. We do appreciate those. We like watching what everybody else likes to watch. Also, we appreciate any and all reviews, how badly we did, or how much you enjoyed our unprofessionalism, that is. Lastly, we drop episodes every Thursday at 1 p.m., and we hope you stick around. We like hearing from people. We like interacting, so send us messages, recommendations, all sorts of stuff, and we'll hit you back.